Meet Generation Z. Good afternoon, Polly. Welcome to Working Lunch.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'd like to talk to you about Generation Z and what changes, good and bad, you think they'll bring to the workplace in the not-too-distant future. Are we ready for them? What's going to happen?
Employers, both big and small, are definitely going to see an impact when the Gen-zers move into employment. Both will have to make compromises and do quite a bit of rethinking. The youngsters that we bundle together under the umbrella of Generation Z are nothing like those who have preceded them.
Could you clarify for us who exactly these Gen-zers are? Some of our viewers may be unfamiliar with the term.
Right, of course. A generation is usually a span of 20 years and we stick a label on it for convenience. For example, Generation Y is the demographic ranging from 1977 to 1994. This generation is obviously in the world's workforce now. Generation Z, also known as Generation I or Generation M, has become the most recent generation. These were born after 1995 and many are teenagers at or nudging college age.
And does each of these labelled generations have specific characteristics?
Of course. Each generation is the product of its education and environment, and this obviously affects the generation growing up at any particular time. By the time they start working, Generation Z will have been exposed to more technology than any other generation. Technology for them is not just a toy or a fad, it is a way of life. It is part of them. Gen-zers are growing up accustomed to using technology for just about everything, and they will bring this expertise into the workplace. Companies must be prepared for an influx of workers who know much more about technology and expect more from it than current employees. It will be about changing mindsets as well as tech hardware. Gen-zers will change the way companies think and operate. And Gen-zers are adroit in using different technologies and will bring their confidence to the workplace. Employers must be careful not to mistake this for arrogance.
Of course, Gen-zers will have to learn how to adapt their present knowledge and use of technology to the practical demands of the workplace. They will no longer be just texting for social reasons or playing games. Hardware will advance rapidly when this generation starts working. Present employees might have to take a step back, and that could bring relationship problems if they are unwilling to adapt to new ideas and different attitudes to the way things get done.
Exactly. But any adaptation will come easily because they are already training themselves, not knowingly, of course, to systems that will be in place in offices and workshops. But experts are pointing out that Generation Z is living a much less physically active lifestyle than either their parents or their grandparents. They spend a lot of time sitting down with the occasional bouts of sport or trip to the gym. Gen-zers have to make sure that they stay healthy and active, especially if their job means sitting at a desk all day. Usually young people think nothing can slow them down because they are young. But in fact, having a healthy body and mind is important for work efficiency. Gen-zers may need to remind themselves of this.
What about human interaction at work?
A good question. From what I've observed, Generation Z is the least sociable generation so far. Just look around you and see how many teams are glued to their mobile devices and not talking to the person next to them. The workplace will always be about people. No matter how much technology we stuff into our offices and factories, the driving force will always be people. If an employee does not want or know how to interact with people, he or she will not be able to work well with co-workers.
So, are you saying that you will be looking for someone with good interpersonal skills when you are recruiting?
And someone polite. The other day I interviewed a young man who was puzzled by some of the questions I asked him. He seemed not used to getting asked things by a human being. He avoided making eye contact with me and kept looking on the phone he put on the desk. Teenagers should be aware of their manners in interviews and be well prepared. Practicing asking and answering questions with your friends will help.
What else should teen job seekers be mindful of?
While hosting teen job fairs, I've noticed that many Gen Zers don't have any idea how to write a CV or fill in an application form. I often get forms and CVs that are difficult to read. Many of them contain irrelevant information. I've prepared a checklist to give out at work fairs. It lists the essentials.
That would be very useful for our teen audience. What tips and advice would you give to Generation Z?
Don't hide behind technology. Remember, it is only a means to an end. Technology will have an increasingly important part to play in the workplace, but so will you. You aren't a piece of tech. Make sure you don't become one, and you will be able to offer much to the career path you choose to follow.
Wise words. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon, Polly.
No problem. It's been an absolute pleasure.